The recommended daily allowance for vitamin D has not changed in over a decade. Since then, there's evidence people probably should be getting twice that amount. To do that would require drinking 20 glasses of milk a day. Sun exposure is another way to get vitamin D, but Dr. Neil Binkley of UW's osteoporosis clinic says those who live in Wisconsin and other northern latitudes simply don't have strong enough sun 5 months of the year. So Binkley wasn't surprised when a volunteer study of older women found 59% had low vitamin D levels.
Even if we are outside and do happen to get some sun during the winter, we don't make any vitamin D, because all of the ultraviolet B radiation is absorbed in the atmosphere due to the sun's rays being so low during the wintertime. So we don't get it in our diet, we don't make it in the skin, and as such, it's not surprising that we're low.
Vitamin D's link to bone health is generally known. It also helps control muscle function. Binkley says new research around the country now suggests vitamin D may play some role in cancer prevention and the function of organ systems. Shermaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.